You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Here in James chapter number 3, young people, in verse number 10, the Apostle James is addressing the brethren. Notice he says, my brethren. He's talking to the men and women and the young people of God's house that are considered saints. He's talking to those who should have a solid relationship with the Lord. Worshippers of God, true worshipers of God. These are the brethren. How many know you are a part of the household of faith because you're saved by a show of hands? Let's see if you're in here. You need to be a part of God's house. You need to be the brother, a saint. Because if not, the wages of sin is death. You don't want to die in your sin and pay the penalty for sin in a place called hell when you die here on earth. So let's be clear. He's talking to the saints. He's primarily talking to the saints about their mouth. Their mouth. Now, literally, the mouth is the opening of something. The mouth of your bag, where you stick your arm in and put your notebook, your pens, your phone, and so forth. The mouth of the tunnel where you drive your car through. But the mouth as it pertains to a human, it's the oral opening that we use to chew and to communicate. And as I look around, all of us in here have a mouth. We all have a mouth. One thing I want to really get us to understand on this morning, as we notice my notes, is our mouth is a God-created instrument. God created us to have a mouth. And we should desire to use our mouth in a way that is pleasing or acceptable to God. David said this, you don't have to go there, but you can take note. In Psalm 19 and 41, David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable or pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. You and I can use our mouth in a way that is not acceptable. You and I can use our mouth in a way that is not pleasing to God. Think about it. God created your mouth to be used to please him, but because we are free moral agents, we can choose to use our mouth how we want to use it. But David said, look, I want my mouth and the words of my mouth to be acceptable to you. Yes. Everything you have given me, God, I want to please you with it. And that includes this instrument on our face called the mouth. So when it comes to our mouth, understand, if I'm going to please God with my mouth, I need to learn how to use this mouth. Right. I need to be taught. I need to be taught how to use my mouth in a way that pleases God. Now, all of us were taught how to talk by our parents. Say dad-da. Say dad-da. Dad-da. Say dad-da look good. Dad-da look good. You would just talk what to say. And y'all can sit there mouths quiet. Some of y'all got some big mouths. You know how to talk. You know how to use your mouth. You were taught. But we have to be taught how to use it in a way that's acceptable. Notice my verse here. Part of Isaiah 1:17 says we have to learn how to do good. You have to be taught how to use his mouth. Because if not, James said that this mouth is an uncontrollable fire. You can say some things with this mouth and you can mess up other folk and you can mess up yourself. Called the tongue evil and it can't be tamed. We have to be taught how to use this mouth. And what a wonderful opportunity you have as a young person to learn how to use your mouth while you're young. Not only do we need to be taught, but we need to be led on what to say and what not to say. And the Holy Spirit will help you with your mouth. Now, he's not going to make us use our mouth the right way, but he can lead us on how to use his mouth. I said he can lead us. The Bible says in part in John 16:13, young people, that he will guide us into what? All truth. He'll tell us, you need to say this. You don't need to say that. You need to quit saying this. You need to start saying that. He'll guide us into all truth about this mouth. God's word teaches us how we should and should not use our mouth. Oh, it's going to get a little touchy this morning, but it's going to help us. Let me take a quick poll. How many got to do better when it comes to using this mouth in a way that's acceptable to God? In a way that's pleasing to God. Now, don't front just because I ask and you stick your hand up. Be honest with yourself. How many got to do better when it comes to what comes out of this mouth? And so this morning, we're going to look at three truths about the mouth, and then we're going to be done. Because some of us, if the truth be told, we got to do better. This mouth that God has given us and created is powerful. We just need to use it the right way. So let's look at three truths about the mouth, and then we'll be done. Number one, the mouth should praise the Lord. Number one, the mouth should praise the Lord. Y'all slow to the draw. Let me give you one more time. They say three strikes and you out. The mouth should praise the Lord. Praise has to do with worship. Mm-hmm. Praise has to do with confessing thanks or gratitude. Notice what David says about the mouth praising the Lord in Psalm 109:30. Follow me. If you have an app or a Bible, follow me. Psalm 109:30. He says, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude. A saint's mouth should be reserved for God's glory. Your mouth, my mouth, should do what David did. Greatly praise the Lord. I need to use this mouth to say words like hallelujah, which means praise the Lord. I need to use this mouth to say thank you, Jesus. Notice what he says, I'll greatly do it. Sometimes, young folk, you got to get loud. Some of us, we get loud for stuff that's really not going to help or add to our value. But let me tell you something, giving God praise will help you out. The Bible says that when Israel praises the Lord, that the Lord is enthroned, or he comes down in the midst of those praises. And whenever God comes in my midst or your midst, he's there to help us out. But how do I get that atmosphere right? How do I stir the spirit up? I got to open this mouth and greatly praise the Lord. Notice, young people, he'll do it in the multitude. It doesn't matter who around, this mouth should praise the Lord. It doesn't matter who looking at me, this mouth should praise the Lord. Whether you in the church, when you come in the church, you need to have a praise and let it out your mouth. But then when you go to school and you think about the goodness of Jesus, don't you shy out or punk out. You give God the praise even if your friends around. If they say, what's wrong with you? Hey, I just had to give God praise. I thought about how good he has been to me. Y'all just excuse me and let me have a little praise break because my mouth will greatly praise the Lord. I thought by now some of y'all would say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. This is your time to celebrate. Tell somebody, my mouth shall greatly praise the Lord. You got to move that mouth. You got to work that instrument. And notice the notes that I have here. Our mouth should be reserved for giving God praise only. Only. Don't give anything or anybody else the glory save your God. The Bible says he gets all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. What I have found out with many young people is that they're not conscious of that. They will praise something else or somebody else, but not greatly praise God with their own mouth. We don't need to do that. You need to be careful about what comes out of your mouth. Tell somebody, you got to watch your mouth. Every song you hear, you don't need to sing out of your mouth. Everything you hear, you don't need to learn the lyrics to and sing out of your mouth. Watch your mouth. The same way God created the heavens and the earth with a word, he spoke a word out of his mouth and things were created. When you and I speak out of our mouth, things are created. Amen. Are y'all with me? We're made in the image and likeness of God. So you have to watch your mouth. And you have to be to the point to where you say, no, that ain't coming out my mouth because that does not praise the Lord. Amen. That does not glorify my God. Perfect example is a young man that just dropped a brand new album this year, Chris Brown. Chris Brown got a song called Freak. That's the name of the song. With Lil Wayne, Joyner Lucas, and T Grizzly. The name of the song is Freak. Freak. Now, imagine if these lyrics come out of your mouth. This is what he says. I don't F with no bougie B. Man, that S is all hype. All right, I just want to bring you way out of your freaky shell. I want to bring you out of your freaky shell. Imagine if you're singing that in the car. Imagine if you say that's your jam. So the spirit on that song wants to bring you out of your freaky shell. I just want to put you on to all my freaky spells. You want to put a spell on me, Chris Brown? A freaky spell. You want me to be a hoe, Chris Brown? Freak, that's what you want me to be. Can you drive a truck? She said, I got my CDL. If she ain't pretty, then she gotta have a BBL. A butt lift. Then the hook goes, I'm a freak bee. I'm a freak bee. I'm a freak. Imagine keep confessing that over your own life out of your own mouth. I'm a freak bee. I'm a freak. I'm a freak bee. He says it 7 times. 8 times, actually. 8 times, a new beginning. So you actually a new creature, but if you into Chris Brown, you can turn into something else because of what's coming out of your mouth. That does not praise the Lord. That does not give God glory. That's causing a person to be turned into something that's not the image of God. The Bible says we was uniquely made. But this says, I want you to be a freak. You have to watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. What a sad day it would be for young people that say that they are spirit-led, but sing songs like this. What a sad day it would be to think that that saint is pleasing God, but letting trash and demonic stuff like this come out of their mouth that God created. Jesus went a little further in his teaching. Luke 6, y'all look at this. And 45. I told y'all I was going to get touched. A good man out of the good treasure, Luke 6:45. Let's take it again. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. Then he goes on to say, for out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So I can look at these lyrics by Chris Brown and say, that's evil. And if you evil, in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. That's why I don't need to sow evil songs into my heart. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Man, that's just point blank. He said, I want to put a freaky spell on you. And I want to bring the freak out of you. That's just plain. That's evil. That's of the devil. But in our day and time, you'll have some young people in God's house that'll say things like, I don't see nothing wrong. You're using your mouth the wrong way. Number two, our mouth should be purposed. Tell somebody, our mouth should praise the Lord, and say, our mouth should be purposed. Mouth should praise the Lord, and our mouth should be purposed. To be purposed in one sense, young people, means to be disciplined. It means you're the type of young man or young woman, you think before you say something. You exercise self-control because you understand how much power your mouth has. So you have the mindset now, I'm purposed in what comes out my mouth. Psalm 17 and 3, very important if you're taking notes. Notice Psalm 17 and 3, look at David. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. He said, I'm going to make sure that I don't do certain things with my mouth. I'm not going to sing it. I'm not going to say it. I have a purposed mouth. You have to understand that you can mess up your life by what you choose to say with your mouth. Amen. When my wife and I got engaged, and before we got married, I said, look, it's just certain things we're not going to say in this relationship. We're going to get upset. We're going to fight. We're going to have disagreements. I said, but I'm not going to be saying I'm going to divorce you. We're not going to even speak that in our relationship. Because death in life is in the what? Power of the tongue. You can mess up your marriage by saying dumb stuff when you get mad. Keep on saying, I hate you, Jody. Keep on saying that. Keep saying you hate somebody. That seed is going to grow. So you have to purpose yourself that I'm going to get angry, but I'm not going to transgress or sin. Amen. How many in here ever been guilty of getting so upset you start saying stuff you know later I ain't have no business saying? Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, it ain't even later. Why are you saying it? You knowing I don't need to be saying this. Where them hands at? Am I the only one? But notice, you have to mature to the point to where you have purpose in your mouth. I'm not going to call myself ugly. I'm not going to call myself stupid. I may have some things I need to work on, but I ain't stupid. And I ain't ugly. I just got to work on myself. You got a purpose that you're not going to say, man, don't nothing ever go right for me. Never? That's a strong sentence. Nothing ever goes right for you? You have to watch out what you say with your mouth. Proverbs 8 and 7, young people, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Look at David having purpose with his mouth. It's certain things I will say and certain things I will not say. You and I must be purposed with our mouth. Are y'all still with me? Why do we need to be purposed with our mouth? I've been hinting around it, but let me give you some Bible to back it up. Because you're going to have what you say. It may take a week. It may take a few months. It may take some years. But God's word cannot lie. You and I will have what you say. Y'all got to go to this and help me read it. Go to Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18 and 20. Somebody say, you'll have what you say. If you say you can't afford it, that's what you're going to have. If you say you can't do it, that's what you're going to have. If you keep saying I can't, that's what you're going to have. Proverbs 18, 20. Y'all read it with me real good. A man's stomach shall be satisfied, good God, with the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. So in other words, you're going to have what you say. You don't say, I'm a boy trapped in a girl's body. You don't say that. You don't agree with people to say, if they come talking to you as a boy and they say, girl, you so cute. You don't say thank you. You don't agree with that. You are a boy. You'll have what you say. If you really somebody's friend, you don't cheer them on doing wrong. I said, you don't cheer them on by doing or speaking wrong. You got a young girl who got a best friend or a good friend that's a young guy, and the guy, he act a little feminine. Girl, you don't use your mouth to cheer that on. You don't use your mouth to say to him, girl, you so silly, and that's a boy. You don't do stuff like that. Because you'll have what you say. Let's go back to this Chris Brown. Yeah, let's go back to Chris Brown. He got this song on that same new album called Afterlife. Afterlife? Look at how powerful this is, but look how demonic and slick he is. In this song, he says, oh, she's impressive. That girl can get with anybody. Got plenty, look at the words he uses, curses. When she closes the curtain. Now imagine a girl saying, I can get whoever I want. I got plenty of curses. You're going to have what you say. So a young girl cursing herself because Chris Brown in his lyrics said, you got plenty of curses. And then this is the one that really just had me so vexed. In the hook, he said, and this body's no more, talking about when you die, just meet me in the afterlife. Meet me in the afterlife. A spirit saying, meet me in the afterlife. Now, you telling me about premarital sex, clubbing. Chris Brown is a publicly admitted gang-affiliated member. And now you're telling me, meet you in the afterlife? Well, where is a person that practiced sin going to be when they die? In hell. And you want me to meet you there? But it's also subtle because it's over a Michael Jackson beat in a song. He remixed the Michael Jackson beat and put it in a song, and young people out there using their mouth to curse themselves. Better watch your mouth. The devil don't even have to mess with certain folk. They curse themselves. Tell somebody, you'll have what you say. But then, a mouth without purpose, young folk, causes a life of headaches and problems. If you don't have purpose with your mouth and you just say whatever, you don't have any discipline, you're opening up the door for problems and headaches in your life. Proverbs 6:2 says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. You're trapped. Because it's a proverb, you're going to have problems, difficulties, if you don't start watching your mouth. Quit saying, I ain't going to have no money till payday. You cursing yourself. You mean you got to wait 7 days for God to put some money in your pocket? Quit saying that. What if God wanted to do something for you throughout the week? But you mess up your own blessing by saying, well, you know, I get paid on Friday. Well, what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? What about the other days in between payday? When the Bible says he lowered us down daily with benefit. God ain't like man. He don't lower us down on payday with benefits. He lowered us down daily. But young folk will mess themselves up. Man, I'm struggling. I'm out here struggling. The struggle is real. I'm struggling. Quit saying you're always struggling. Quit saying that. We ain't never got nothing to eat in this house. What? Never? Quit saying that. You're messing up your own blessing. Tell somebody you're blocking your own blessings. If you're going to acknowledge what you see, put some word with it. We ain't got nothing to eat right now, but I'm so glad my God said he'll supply all my need. That's how you work your mouth. Man, I'm really going through right now financially, but I'm going to count it all joy. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. God going to make sure that I'm up under an open-windowed heaven, and he's going to pour me out blessing. I have not room enough to receive. That's how you use your mouth. But don't just say you're struggling and leave it there. Why do you keep saying, some of you, I was lucky? But I was lucky. What saint lives and thrives on luck? You know what luck is? Chance. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Man, I almost hit that car, but I was lucky. You were lucky? What happened to God's grace? What happened to God's mercy? What happened to his angels being surrounding the righteous? What happened to all of that that the Bible speaks of for you to form your mouth to disgrace God to say you was lucky? Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. When you get sick in your body, just don't acknowledge the sickness with your mouth. Also acknowledge the healing that's available. Man, I'm really going through. Man, I'm hurting. But I'm so glad. By his stripes, I was healed. Look at somebody and say, watch your mouth. Now, some of us are guilty of saying the wrong thing, but some of us are guilty of not saying nothing. Put the word in your mouth. God dealt with me this week, and specifically concerning the mouth when it comes to this music. I got another example. Yeah, let's leave Chris Brown alone. And let's go and look at how your mouth, remember the point now, how our mouth needs to be purposed, and how if you don't have purpose with your mouth, you're going to have a lot of headaches and problems. There's this woman, I don't know if y'all heard of her, Nicki Minaj. But she got this new CD with a song on it called Red Ruby. And in this song, the sleaze version, isn't that something? Red Ruby, the sleaze version. You know what a sleaze is? A hoe. You know when a person is sleazy, they're nasty, promiscuous. Look at what she says. And again, remember, we're talking about how our mouth must be purposed. She says in this song, I like it when he grabbed my cheeks like that. But here it is. Well, I'm a freak like that. I like it when he grabbed my cheeks And he ain't talking about cheeks on the face. Notice she says, I'm a freak like that. Now, this is nothing new. Music like this has been out for centuries. But young people, even sadly, some young folk in the church are just hypnotized by this type of music. But I want you to know that if you speak stuff like this out of your mouth, you just inviting, as we see with the Chris Brown song, now we see that same freaky spirit on this song. I'm a freak like that. So in my study and research, in my mind, I see a lot of Nicki Minaj tweets and so forth on social media. So I'm thinking most of her audience is young women. And so I'm trying to encourage young women, you don't be a part of Gag City. You don't be a part of what this woman is preaching. But you know what I came to find out who most of her demographic and audience is men. Is men. Her music speaks to women, but it draws the men. Brothers, this is fantasy. Imagine a young man that constantly listens to music like this. Oh, she like it when I grab her cheeks like that. She a freak like that. You'll start treating women just like this. That's why we hear so many stories about women getting jumped on, taken advantage of. That spirit done got a hold of folk. Well, I thought she wanted it because she a freak like that. Where do you get that from? It could be from music like this. So it goes both ways, young brothers and young men. And I'm a testimony. When I was back in the world, we didn't have Nicki Minaj, but we still had the same type music. And the more I listened to it, the more I took on that spirit, the more I talked about it and recited those lyrics. Remember earlier, out of the abundance of the what? The heart. The mouth is going to speak. That's putting a lot of pressure on folk. That's putting a lot of pressure on people. If you listen to this type of music and you recite this out of your mouth, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself and other people. Because this is what you think is the expectation of a young woman. And it's just fantasy. It's sin. Tell somebody, watch your mouth. And so the last truth about the mouth is what I want to deal with. We learned that the mouth should be used to praise the Lord. The mouth should be used with purpose. In other words, there's certain things we should say and certain things we should not say. But when we get to James 3:10, young folk, in my conclusion, he tells us two things should not proceed from our mouth. Two things at the same time should not proceed. He says, blessing and cursing. These things ought not to be so. Out of the mouth, he says, of the same mouth, proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Proceed. Let's look at some definitions and then we're going to be done. Proceed. Certain things shouldn't come out of or get out of your mouth. Remember, he talking to the church, young folk. It's certain things just should not come out of your mouth. And even if you planted them there, you don't let it get out your mouth. How many ever been to the store and they playing certain music over the intercom? And if you're not careful, you'll find yourself singing right along. Yeah, because you're familiar with certain things. And so even though you're familiar with it, you don't let it control your mouth. You don't let it get out. So he says, look, blessings shouldn't come out of your mouth. that which is good, godly, or according to the word. And cursing shouldn't come out of your mouth. That which is ungodly, evil, or according to the flesh. Pick one. He says both don't need to come out the same mouth. Pick one. Either it's going to be blessing, I thought y'all were going to help me, or curse. Pick one. Which one is it going to come? Which one is it going to be? Which one is going to come out of your mouth? Because both don't need to come out of the same mouth. Either you're going to speak blessing or you're going to speak what? Curses. Pick one. But with God, you can't do both and expect him to move mightily in your life. It's got to be one or the other. You can't come talking Nicki Minaj and Drake and Chris Brown talk and trying to talk Bible at the same time. That's blessings and cursings. Pick one. Either you're going to go all out for God or you're going to go all out for sin. Pick one. But both don't need to be coming out your mouth. Don't come to church and amen the tithe and the offering, but then leave the church and start talking doubt and unbelief. Pick one. Either you're going to stand on God being a provider or you're going to stand on being in poverty. Pick one and talk accordingly. Pick one. Because God is not split. The God we serve, young people, he is one. Tell somebody, our God is one. That's what Jesus said. The Lord your God is one. So pick one. It's either going to be the blessing or the cursing. God is not the author of confusion. Before, during, and after the offering, you need to be talking God talk. Don't let doubt slide out of your mouth or in your heart and come out of your mouth. Stick to talking God talk. Watch your mouth. James 1, 7, and 8, as we conclude, is so powerful. He says, let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. When you're feeling good, you talk healing. But when you're in pain, you're talking something else. You're unstable. Pick one and stand on that. Because at the end of the day, all of God's promises in him are yes and amen. The Bible goes on to talk about because of the power that works through us. Use your mouth the right way. Look at somebody and say, you gotta watch your mouth. I'm gonna stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the lesson on this morning. Oh, I didn't get much help. But I know I told the truth.